It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. I got all ready for my wife's recital before I came to be with you today. She'll come by here on her way to the recital. I want to show you a couple pictures of her. You know Mrs. Rogers, the way she looks, don't you? There's one picture of her. And the one behind it is very much like it, only just a little different, you'll see. What do you see that's different in this one? See, she has a bigger smile in this one. When something special is going to happen at your house, do you ever have trouble finding your shoes or getting your buttons in the buttonholes or things like that? And if you get ready before the grown-ups, is it ever hard for you to stay clean until everybody's ready to go? When I was a little boy, it used to happen to me. And sometimes I'd just build with blocks when I had to wait for people. I think I'll just use some of those blocks right now for you. I think I'd like to build a whole street right along there. Got a nice wide street here. There. Now I'll build some buildings right along here. Could be a building like that. Remember these blocks that I used for the ramp? Could just put them all together like a very fancy building like that. This might be nice. A really high building there. When I build such a thing as this, I just like to change it around and do whatever I want and take my time. I like to take my time, I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time to tie my shoe, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night. To sing a song for you and everything I do. I like to take my time, I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. Which is the tallest building along this street? Which one is it? This one, isn't it? That's the tallest of these. I think I'll put a couple cars out here on the street. Wonder what this would look like if it were upside down. We were thinking about upside down things yesterday, remember? Well, let's just have a little make-believe now. All right? We'll get that later. yesterday, Lady Elaine and Lady Aberlin were talking about doing some upside down TV. Why don't we just pretend about that now in the MGR TV inside of the museum go-round?
Ladies and gentlemen, the first part of our show is the MGR TV Upside Down Amateur Hour, starring Bea Aberlin, with a stunning performance of creative punch pouring. Are you ready to it? Good. All right, sport. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. Oh, great. Oh, beautiful. More. She poured it up, ladies and gentlemen. She poured it up. There you are. You win the amateur hour, Aberlin. And now for the second part of our show.
Lady Elaine, you forgot to turn me right side up.
Oh, so I did. Well, here you go. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. There you are, sweetie. You won the contest. There you are. How about helping me set up for the next show, will you?
What show, Lady Lynn?
Oh, the McFeely bit.
Oh, sure. Well, I'll have it ready at the count of three, but then I've got to leave right away.
Oh, very good, then. Well, I'll get rid of my boomerang here. Be right back with you, folks. As a matter of fact, yes, now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a real MGR TV treat, starring Mr. McFeely. Tell us, Mr. McFeely, how is your business?
Oh, the delivery business is booming, Lady Lane. It's really booming.
Good.
But today I'd like to talk about my hobby.
Oh, what's your hobby?
Of the motion pictures and collecting old motion pictures and collecting old projectors. You see, I have a few of them here in the studio today I'd like to show you.
Yeah.
You see, over there by you, that's an old movie graph.
An old movie graph, right.
Mm. And this one right here is a C316, a sturdy projector. Yes, sirree, sturdy projector. Mm-hmm. And right here is another one of my favorites. That's a 35Z, a 35Z, Lady Elaine.
Oh, well, what do, you with all these projectors? Just sit around and look at them?
Oh, no, Lady Elaine. I make funny, fast films with this camera right here. A funny, fast film camera. Actually, you just turn a button, and it'll make it funny faster. Turn it the other way, it'll make it slower.
Oh.
You know, my aunt and uncle gave me this camera. I was a very small boy, and I started to make movies with it. And I have some right here on this projector. It's a Super McFeely projector. You'd like to see some, Lady Elaine?
Certainly would, Mr. McFeely.
Okay, I'm ready to show them to you. Now,
Good.
Let me see here. I'm all threaded up and ready to go. Could you turn the lights out, Lady Elaine? How do you do that?
Oh, I can do it right over here, dear.
All righty. Now, the first one you're going to see is Chef Brockett making a cake, Lady Elaine. You all set?
All ready for it.
Okay, here, oops, here we go. It's all plugged up. Oh, the plug's not, there we go. The plug's in, here we go. Thank you.
there's a cake good enough to eat, isn't it?
It certainly was a speedy cake.
It surely was.
Would you like to see another, Lady Elaine?
Right away, if you have it.
All righty, this was Lady Aberlin Making a Bed, a funny, fast film. Here we go, Lady Elaine.
Oh, good.
Roll them here.
She did that in a hurry, didn't she?
Certainly did with my funny, fast, special camera. Well, now I have one more, Lady Elaine, and this is mowing the lawn, and it's Mr. McFeely mowing the lawn.
Well, how did you take that?
Oh, no, Mrs. McFeely took it for me.
Oh, good.
Here we go.
Was a treat and a half.
Well, thank you. I enjoy taking those films. Should you turn the lights off, Lady Elaine?
Oh, yes, I will.
One more thing to show you here. Well, the name of that program was Funny Fast Films I Have Made. And that's about it for today for Funny Fast Films, Lady Elaine.
Well, how about your song, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, my song. I almost forgot. Well, that's what they'll get. That's what they'll get, a speedy, speedy delivery. A speedy, 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 speed delivery.
Very good.
Thank you.
And that's what we did get, ladies and gentlemen. A funny, fast film delivery. This is Lainey Fairchild signing off for today. Yours for the best, and today the quickest, of everything. And it's MGR TV.
Those fast films are funny, aren't they? Of course, nobody can make a cake that fast or cut the grass that fast. No. In fact, it's safer not to do things like that too fast. Give some food to you, fish. Let's just pretend that down here is a sidewalk, right along here. Now I'll just take this little figure and walk it along the sidewalk. And there's one thing very important, and that is that anybody should never go between cars like this. No. Between parked cars. Mm-mm. You walk along until you come to an intersection here where there's a stop sign or a stoplight, and then you can cross. Yeah, and it's best to cross with a grown-up when you're very small. And you know, if grown-ups get angry at things that you do that could hurt you, that's because those grown-ups want you to be safe. They love you, that's why. Well, one way of taking good care of yourself is remembering never to run out into the street between parked cars. There's the telephone. Let's see who that is. Hello? Hi, Chef Brockett. Oh, good. Yes, I can come over for them. Fine, I'll do that right now. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Chef Brockett saying that he has the little sandwiches and things ready for my wife's recital. So would you like to come with me over to Chef Brockett's bakery where we can pick them up? All right, come along.
Buenos dias, Mr. Rogers.
Buenos dias, Jose. Chef Brockett called to say that the sandwiches were ready for the recital. Is that
right? We just finished making them. They're in the back.
Good. May I go back?
Sure, go ahead, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you.
See you later.
Hi,
hey, Don.
Listen, the sandwiches are all ready, and I'm glad I could do it because I wanted to be part of that special night for Joanne.
Sure.
That should be an exciting time, and I hope everybody will enjoy them. But I'd like to show you this. It's a new kind of salad. It's a tomato accordion salad.
Oh, just something, this isn't for the recital?
No, this is another thing, but the reason I thought you'd enjoy singing, I thought, you know, this is the kind of thing that you and your friend could help with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because big people have to do some of the cutting,
uh-huh.
You know, to do it. But do you want to try a few of the things that you and your friends could do?
Sure.
Okay. Now, we'll use a plate. Would you put just a couple pieces of lettuce on the plate?
Certainly.
That always makes it look nice, and it's good, too. Just a couple pieces, one kind of on each side. That's right. Now, this is something that the big people, the grown-ups would do. It cut a tomato, but not all the way through, just kind of in sections.
What did you say it's called?
Well, now, just before I say the word one time, I'd like to say the word and show you both at the same time, all right? It's an accordion salad.
Oh, it
See,
looks like an accordion.
It opens up like an accordion.
Yeah.
Right? Now, you put that there on the plate. Now, if you'll take one of these eggs, and you can put it in the egg cutter.
All right.
Right? And you can, I think you can cut that. You can do that without hurting yourself. It's safe. Do you want to put the egg in there? You put the egg in there the way the
egg
goes.
You ever seen one of these? I guess you put the hard-boiled egg in like that, and then you put those wires down, and cuts it.
And you put the pointiest part of the egg
here?
That's right, see?
All right. Now let's see. Just push it on.
That's right. Good. Now
do you put these in?
Inside the openings of the tomato.
Like that.
Good, go ahead.
Hey, that's nice. You have such good ideas.
Now, if you're the kind of a person who likes to eat hard-boiled eggs just by themselves, you could just take the hard-boiled egg and put it down around the side, the extra little pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Or, if you wanted to save it for after a while, like I did with these pieces, you can make egg salad out of it.
Oh, we'll do both.
Sure.
Put a couple pieces there.
And save this one, and I use it in the egg salad. Now, to make the trim this a little bit, you just take olives, but let some grown-ups should, you know, cut these up. With the children, and you just take these olives. You do it. Sprinkle just a few on the top.
All right.
Some green ones. And some black ones. And, you know, there's a lot of good protein, a lot of good nutrition in that salad. The olives are good, and the eggs, the tomatoes, all those things are good. That's a musical salad kind of, because it's an accordion salad.
Oh, I like black olives.
I like them both.
That is really nice.
I think you did a good job helping me with that. Tomato accordion salad.
Could I do one more of those eggs?
Sure.
I just like the way that thing worked. And if you keep your fingers away from it, it shouldn't hurt you.
Well, I'll say that.
That's nice. There's accordion egg, huh?
There's accordion egg, right.
Really nice. Thank you. Now,
here's the part now. This is the one. This is yours.
Oh.
That's for another party. This is the party tray. Give Joanne my best.
Oh, thank you.
I'll see you there.
That really looks good. The sandwiches and little bits of carrots and all.
Little pieces of cheese, radishes. Yeah.
You'll send me the bill.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I hope you enjoy it.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
This looks beautiful, Jose.
It looks good, too.
Doesn't it? It's going to taste good, too. How are you, Mr. Greenwald?
Pretty good, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Good. See you later.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye-bye. Very good for the people at the recital. You know, I'm very proud of Mrs. Rogers, and I really like to hear her play the piano. It would be hard if I couldn't hear the sounds that she makes when she plays. But there are people who can't hear sounds very well at all. I'd like to show you this film about a little boy who has trouble hearing. And I'd like you to see some of the other things that he can do. His name is Darren. Let's take a look at the film about Darren and his friends.
This is fourth down.
Hey! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Touchdown!
Even if you can't do some things very well, like hearing someone play the piano, there are lots of other things you can do. Isn't Darren a busy boy? Busy with his family and his friends. I must put these blocks away myself. He was playing with blocks in that film. Somebody has to put the toys away.
Yep.
Might as well be the people who played with them. Here's the tallest one. There. It's about time for me to go. Get to my wife's recital. She should be by any minute. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make it a special. Oh, there she is now. Come in, sweetie.
Hi.
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 So you remember Mrs. Rogers?
Yeah. I'm glad to be here again.
Yeah, and we're off to her recital now. Gives me a good feeling to know that I can be with her and grown-up friends now and still know I'll be with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of public television stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson. This is PBS.